Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Ian Pickus. Chaz Bono has been in the public eye since he was a toddler, appearing in the arms of Sonny and Cher on television, but in recent years he's become something and someone else altogether. Because of a transition from chastity to Chaz, he has become a hero to many in the LGBT community. He's also become a talking point among the right-wing chattering class for daring to invade the sacred set of Dancing with the Stars. All kidding aside, Bono has lived his often complicated life in the headlines, confronting struggles with addiction and coming out as a lesbian. Bono realized along the way, however, that he would never be content until he faced the truth about his identity. He was in fact a man, no matter what his body looked like, and needed to act on that reality. Bono's story of this daunting but ultimately uplifting process is called Transition, Becoming Who I Was Always Meant to Be, which is now out in paperback from Plume Books. Chaz Bono, welcome back to the Roundtable.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So where are you today in terms of both the physical side of the transition and the emotional side?
Well, I mean, physically, I'm pretty much, I've been on hormone replacement therapy for over 3 years now, and I don't think that much more, is going to, change drastically with my physical appearance. And emotionally, I'm just in a really good, happy place, I guess. Just, I just feel so much, more content and confident and at peace, than ever before.
Is this the first time you felt that way?
I've pretty much felt like this since I started my transition, but I think, as time goes on and I get, feel, better and better as my life progresses like this.
Did knowing that you are a public figure weigh on you at all as you were coming to terms with the fact that you were going to transition?
Absolutely. I mean, well, it definitely prolonged me coming to terms with, when I was going to transition. I figured out that I was transgender when I was about 30, and it took me till I was 40 to start transitioning. And, definitely a good portion of that was because I was just, absolutely terrified of having to go through something like this publicly.
Now that it's happened, were those fears founded, do you think?
No, I mean, not totally. I think if I the time that I did come out was a time in our society and in our culture where I think we were able to start to discuss this issue. I don't know that we would have been able to in the same way in, 2000 when I was kind of first dealing with this. But, really other than that, no, it was a lot of my, with fear generally, as the saying goes, there's nothing to fear but fear itself. And so, a lot of the issues that I had were issues of perception. And, once I got to the place where I really, came to terms with this and put my needs above, those of other people in my life, it everything kind of clicked to allow me to do this.
How did this compare with coming out in the 90s?
This was a lot scarier, a lot more difficult. I mean, even in the 90s, I think that there was a lot of understanding at that point about being gay and lesbian, and it wasn't, the same stigma attached to that there is with being transgender, just from a knowledge standpoint and understanding standpoint. So that was a lot easier. Coming out as trans was really tough just because, a lot of people simply don't understand it and therefore have negative preconceived notions or fears surrounding this issue.
You write in the book that David Letterman was a good litmus test for you because, like many Americans, he's not necessarily, a bigot or anything like that, but he's just uncomfortable. How do you win people over, or how do you show people that this is no big deal?
I think, it's kind of twofold. You know, I think there's an educational component, and one of the things that was, you know, for me really kind of special about doing Letterman was that, you know, because he was really not knowledgeable on these issues, it gave me an opportunity to kind of do a Trans 101 on, you know, on national television with him and really break it down to some of the basic, you know, some of the basics of gender identity and what it means when your gender identity and your physical sex don't align in a way that is, say, you know, different or more basic than I would have had an opportunity to do, say, talking to Oprah. So I was, you know, was really grateful for that. And then, you know, I think the other part is just, you know, letting people get to know you a little bit, because, again, people have these ideas of what a transgender person is, and then you know, you get to know somebody and you realize, no, this is just a person like everybody else, and this is, you know, their particular, you know, issue or cross to bear or thing to deal with. But that's, you know, I'm not dealing with somebody who's, you know, has a, you know, mental disorder or is different in any way.
Do you relish the opportunity to be an unofficial spokesman for this community? Is that something you look forward to, or is that just a byproduct of the fact that you've been famous for a long time and now you've done this, people are going to look to you naturally?
You know, all I really try to do is just put out there my story and give my experience strength and hope that, you know, resonates with people in some way.
How much of a transition is physical, and how much of it is emotional and mental and coming to terms?
You know, I think they're probably equal, and a lot of people, myself included, prior to transitioning was really focused on all of the physical aspect of it, but, you know, the emotional aspect of transitioning is really significant as well, and you know, to me, kind of far more interesting and profound. You know, you kind of, at least for me, I went from being, you know, very uncomfortable all the time to feeling comfortable and confident and, you know, really kind of right for the first time. And that, you know, significantly changed the person that I am.
What's next for you, Chaz?
You know, I mean, I will keep kind of doing the stuff that I've been doing. You know, I've been doing a lot of speaking over the last year and have, a lot of other projects in the works. And I just hope to, you know, still be able to be out in the public eye and you know, further kind of demystify the trans experience for people.
So if someone's hearing this right now and they may be in the same situation you were in earlier in this story, you know, not really knowing, wondering, looking up information, but not being 100% sure, and also not being comfortable, what advice would you give?
Just to, you know, kind of gather information and talk about it and try to, you know, and wait till you get to a point where you are comfortable. And for everybody, that's kind of a singular journey. All of us have our own, you know, fears and expectations and all of that going through this. So I guess, you know, the only thing I would say is don't let your life go by worrying about other people and not yourself.
We've been speaking with Chaz Bono, the author of Transition, Becoming Who I Was Always Meant to Be. It's now out in a new paperback from Plume Books. Chaz, thank you so much for coming on the show again and telling us your story. I appreciate the time.
Thank you. Bye.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.